Well, Scott, as we look at the markets today, the umbrellas open, we finally know the numbers. Limit down action seen on the corn numbers. Is that what you expected when the USDA released their numbers this morning?
Well, we finally got the report. It was not surprising at all. In fact, for most people who are not on the direct line to the USDA, they had to sit and wait for the numbers from the report, but they could see the market action, and that was drove it straight down. Market was really on the wrong side of this anticipation of the maybe a bullish report coming out, and it turned out to be very bearish. Stocks on corn, $5.399 billion when expectations were just over $5 billion. So really puts the pressure on the corn market here as we digest this and figure out where the ending stocks will be this year.
I love it. One described it as heftier soybean stocks.
It was, and it was hefty enough that it was a surprise on them as well, looking at 999 million bushels right now on the stocks, when they're expecting 935 million. So there, too, a disappointment on the acreage. There, that was a more on expectations. Corn was right on target with 97.3 million acres expected planting. Beans were a little bit on the light side, 77.12, but that's not unusual to see on that first report coming in here in March.
And with these planting intention numbers, looking at what they're seeing, I mean, obviously everything's got to be weather dependent, and it's just a kind of guesstimate at this point.
No, it definitely is. And, you know, the market's going to derive some of this, too. If the corn to bean ratio is in the advantage of corn, we could see a few more acres planted. If soybeans kind of holds up better with a little bit less acreage expected now and a little bit tighter stocks report, they may pull some more acres away from corn.